some sense of control. Right now, all of those things are upside down. Congressman Massey joins me now from Washington, D.C. Congressman, how are you?
Doing well, Glenn. Thanks for having me on.
I'm concerned because I know you can't say anything because anything that you say can and will be held against you. You're going to have to talk as cryptically here. But I was gravely disturbed by your description where you said you had to stop and refigure history every couple of sentences. Can you give us any other description other than that?
Well, absolutely. You know, when 9/11 happened and shortly thereafter, we were all like sponges. We're trying to absorb as much information to understand the who, the what, the why, the where. And then, but at some point, you quit collecting information because there's no more information to be had, or you think there's no more information. And it all sort of sets up like concrete in your brain. Well, as I was reading these 28 pages, I had to try and take apart that concrete that had set up my own understanding of what had led up to 9/11 and what had enabled it. And then also what really hurt me was to wonder, why did my government keep this from me for 13 years? What were their motives? And I'm, you know, there will be anger, frustration, and embarrassment when these 28 pages finally come out. Those are all emotions that you described that I had.